Let's jump into the topic at hand. So the race is on. Now, every state has their own election laws for state offices. There's going to wind up being something that that is nuanced compared to another state neighboring to it. Even federal election law is what it is, and you can know how things go when someone's going to run for president or the U.S. Senate or Congress. But in the states, there are qualifying periods, and that's a big deal. There are times in which you're allowed to raise money and not allowed to raise money, and there are even also moratorium periods, and I'll explain all that real quickly for you. But the qualifying is when the state party will certify you as someone who has now filled out the necessary paperwork and is going to be qualified to run for office under the state party's banner. It's like being accepted into the club, and you got to have it. Generally speaking, it's not hard, but they do have bylaws. I've seen people fall by the wayside who supported Democrats in like the state of Alabama, for instance. The state bylaws, if I'm not mistaken, say that if you have supported a Democrat openly or financially in the last 6 years, you cannot run as a Democrat or as a Republican. And that's a big deal. And we've actually had some people that we kept out of office by proving that they, you know, they were supportive of Democrat positions, even in the primaries, you know, where they switched over. Well, excuse me, but you appeared to have voted in the primary. Why are you now in our general election? It happens. All right, there's that. That's a qualifying period. And then there's the actual, you're allowed to challenge the qualification. Up to a certain date, you're allowed to file a challenge with the state party if you think someone is not qualified or in some way should be disqualified. And then there's the actual time frame in which you're allowed to run. In Alabama, you can make an announcement that you're thinking about something. You could say, I intend to run for this office, but you cannot do anything official about it in terms of raising money until 1 year before the primary. This year, that means you can't start doing anything till May 26, I believe, because May 26 of next year is the primary. But listen, there's already folks out there saying what they're going to do. There's already folks that are sort of beating the bushes, floating it all out there, seeing what kind of response they get. Polls are being run. Should I get in? Should I not get in? And y'all, we're about to be in full campaign mode coming up here in the next month, because some of the more high-profile races are absolutely on the ballot. We've got in both, and I'm going to talk about multi-state here. But for instance, in Alabama, every single one of your state legislative seats, that's House and Senate, all up for re-election. All of your state constitutional officers, that's going to be your governor, lieutenant governor, the auditor, the treasurer, I mean, all of those positions, secretary of state, they're all going to wind up being up. A lot of these are going to be open seats. And if you're not familiar with the terminology, the open seat means the incumbent is not running. So an open seat is like fair game. Everybody goes for it. A lot of folks don't want to run against an incumbent because they've got name ID. They've got time in the office. They can say, here's not only what I will do, but here's what I've done so far. It's harder to run against an incumbent. It's an uphill climb at that point, unless they've been really bad. But an open seat is like, it's like an all call. And you're going to have some all call races. And there's a lot of speculation about some of the chess pieces on the boards in Alabama and Tennessee, especially moving around a bit. Like, I don't know. Is Marsha Blackburn really going to leave the U.S. Senate? What about Tommy Tuberville? Is he going to leave the U.S. Senate? What about Dale Strong? Is he going to leave the House? What about Mike Rogers? Is he going to leave the House? And then, oh, by the way, Governor Ivey is term limited. She won't be running for anything anymore, as far as we know. So she's out. So who's going to run for governor? And then you got all the state legislative races, some of which will announce their retirements, and they won't run again for a 95th term or whatever. So what I'm saying is it's about to get real engaged. I mean, like, not a little bit, like a lot. Like, holy cow, it's going to be something to watch, especially with the open seat for governor. In fact, I'm trying to remember when we've had an open seat for governor. I guess when Bob Riley left office.
Would have been before Bentley.
Do what?
Would have had to been before Bentley.
It was before, yeah, it was Bob Riley. So Bob Riley was term limited. Yes. So Bob Riley was term limited. And the primary was Bradley Byrne, Robert Bentley, and I know I'm forgetting one. And originally Kay Ivey, but she decided to switch over to the lieutenant governor's race.
Well, if this tells you how young I am, but plus also how long it's been, I literally don't even remember a governor. But I mean, obviously I've been alive of a governor before Bentley, but I couldn't remember, you know, remembering a governor before Bentley.
Well, yeah, you were grade school.
Mm-hmm. So I can't remember last time we had an open seat for governor. So it's exciting on my end to finally vote in one.
That'd be the 2010 election.
Yep.
You're not looking at Kay Ivey running again. Will Ainsworth is term limited at the lieutenant governor position. Up in Tennessee, Bill Lee, the governor there, is term limited. He's not running again. That's an open seat. This is about to get really. I mean, it's gonna be the Wild West. There's going to be, and you're going to see it all. You're going to have the people that are, you know, making outlandish claims. You're going to get the phone text messages. You're going to get the polls online. You're going to have, listen, just go ahead and brace yourselves. And we'll try to keep you posted on all of it. We'll do what we can to try and keep you guys posted as this whole thing develops. Because, y'all, it is adventuresome, let's just say the least.
By the way, I got the text line back up. We've only got one text since it's gone down, but it's a DJ from Huntsville says, "Afternoon, Phil. Got introduced to your show through my grandpa who listens to you every day." This is a first time texter, by the way.
Wow, great.
"Listens to you every day after work. Just wanted to say I love listening to a talk show that's positive, encouraging, informative, and driven by logic and common sense. Happy Thankful Thursday."
Nice. And mine just came back up too. Thank you, DJ. We appreciate you being in there, man. You're a first time ruffian. Give him some applause or something. I mean, we're always glad to have you. Always glad. Hey, right before I go to the break, I got to tell you guys. So, y'all exceeded my expectations. So, Natalie came in today to take care of merchandise sales. So, we got new T-shirts at the Right Side merchandise store, right? They're very cool. We have the other Right Side Ruffian shirts. We have the coffee mugs. We have the hats. We have the Right Side Ben Shot Bulletproof Influence glasses. And then we also got a brand new shirt in that has like the history and the construction of the American flag on the back of it. It's a very cool shirt. Very comfortable too, by the way. So we decided to go ahead and throw a promo code on it. We've never done this before. We thought, why not? Let's try it. What are we going to do? We'll make a tariff-free environment. So to overcome the fear of tariffs, the panicans from tariffs, we put a promo code on it. And so if you go to rightsidemedia.org, it's still up right now. We haven't decided when we're taking it down, but I think it's going to be the end of this week. You got a 10% discount for using the word tariff as a promo code when you order something. And Natalie was showing me how many orders she was sending out today. So y'all are amazing. But we sold a ton of stuff in the last few days. And that means there's Right Side merch walking around the state everywhere, man. Loving that. Wear those ruffian shirts proudly. Love it.
By the way, to the goobers who are thinking that the tariff price adjustment wasn't a joke, we're not actually trying to avoid tariffs with this, guys. It's a joke. Okay. Since I went over some people's heads.
Yeah, they didn't quite get it. All right. The Right Side promo code for the merch store online at rightsidemedia.org is tariff. And only those who are either on our newsletter or listen to the show know that right now. So get you some. All right, we're taking a break. We'll come right back, and I'll start jumping into some of these races that I'm talking about. I'll give you a few that you might want to know about on a national level, and then we'll jump on back down to state level. And then we got a future candidate for state auditor calling in, Derek Chin. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. So some races that are happening that you might want to know about. I'm curious where this is going to go. Why do you care about Michigan? I care a lot about Michigan. I care a lot about Michigan for a lot of reasons, but I also care about Michigan because we actually flipped it in the last election. And we need to get Gretchen Whitmer out of there because she is one of the most woke individuals. And oh, by the way, be very watchful because I see her as a potential leader of the Democrat Party in a future presidential primary if we're not careful. So let's get rid of her now while we can. Well, Gretchen Whitmer is up for re-election. Representative John James, who is a sharp dude, he's a West Point graduate, flew Apache helicopters in combat, served, I think, up until the point that he was either a captain or a major when he got out. But the dude is just really solid. He's in Congress right now. Here's the problem. Here's something to think about. He's going to go home and run for governor at a time when we have a very narrow majority in the House. And all these things have to be balanced. So I get it. He wants to go home and run for governor, and I want Gretchen Whitmer out. But then I look at it and go, my gosh, Michigan is a purple state. Can we refill his seat with another Republican? And I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know that we've got a lot of work to do to get rid of people like Gretchen Whitmer. And then there's this one. How about Republican on Republican? Yep. How about John Cornyn? John Cornyn has been in the Senate, U.S. Senate, since 2002. So he's been there for 24 years. And now Ken Paxton, who is the Texas Attorney General, who I really like. Ken Paxton has been standing up on the issues. Ken Paxton has been fighting the illegal immigration issue. Ken Paxton has been pushing back on wokeness. Ken Paxton actually got attacked, and they tried to impeach him, and they failed, and he came back at him hard. Well, Ken Paxton has announced that he's going to be a primary against John Cornyn for the U.S. Senate in Texas, and that would be interesting. You've got Cornyn and Cruz right now from Texas. Cornyn is much more a moderate, but I'm thinking if anybody could, Paxton could potentially take him down. So be aware. Now there's stuff. Let's turn our attention homeward. I got an article here. 1819 News. Dateline, right at 30 days ago. Is Coach Tommy Tuberville going to run for governor? Senator Coach Tommy Tuberville, would he come home and run for governor? It's a question. It's a question that a lot of people are talking about right now. The sense is, if he wants to, it's his to lose, because his name ID trumps anybody else in state politics. Probably even more so than Katie Britt, because he has so much more time in the public eye because of his time in coaching at Auburn. So Tuberville, who has by all rights turned out to be a really solid senator on behalf of the state of Alabama, would also probably wind up with a Trump endorsement. I would bet. He's been a huge Trump supporter. He's one of the first to get out there in front of the Trump campaign.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%.
Yeah,
but also, if he runs for governor, we cannot jack up his Senate seat. We can't let another Doug Jones happen. And I don't think we would, but I would say right now Alabama has two like one of the best senator duos of Britt and Tuberville. Yeah. So it would suck to lose him from DC, but I think we've got people that can do a good job. We cannot mess that up.
Yeah.
If he runs for governor.
Great points. I totally agree. It's just something to think about. So then you get in the notion. All right, we're in the mix. Well, who's out there? Who runs? So let's say that the pieces on the board shuffle around and Tuberville decides to come back and run for governor. At that point, Will Ainsworth, who's been the lieutenant governor, who has largely been expected to run for governor, suddenly finds himself in a position where the polling indicates that he is way behind on name ID, even though he's been lieutenant governor now for, 8 years? By then, 8 years. What does he do? Well, there's a lot of speculation. Again, well, Will Ainsworth, great guy, got a good track record, but he's also got young kids. Is he going to fly back and forth to D.C.? I don't know. Katie Britt does. But then again, Ainsworth has even said he's not keen on doing that with his children being this young. Huh. Well, if he doesn't, what does he do? Well, what's left? You're not going to be a U.S. senator, and you're not going to be the governor. You can't run for lieutenant governor again. Do you run for a smaller office? Does he go back to the House or the Senate? I don't know. I don't think so. I think at that point, Will Ainsworth would have to decide whether he's going to stay in politics at all.
Not often does a Senate seat come open. So
an open Senate seat.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. He may say that now, but I don't know. He may change his mind.
it could get very dicey. And then you got, okay, so then maybe Steve Marshall runs, or maybe our Attorney General, or maybe, I don't know. There's a lot of speculation, but the names are out there. In the meantime, one other name running for Alabama State Auditor is about to call in. We'll have Derek Chin coming on here momentarily. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on a thankful Thursday. We are thankful and thankful for all of you. Listen, I say on the show all the time that if I can find the means to encourage you to get in the mix, I'll just keep on doing it. I mean, that's one of my goals, is to empower this audience. We say every day that the goal of this show is to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain y'all on what it means to be a conservative walking around in today's crazy world. So yeah, empowering, well, sometimes that may mean you getting in the mix. Well, somebody else who's getting in the mix right now is about to come on the show with us. This whole dipper I'm doing right now is called The Race Is On. And like I said, the campaign season is upon us, y'all. There are people announcing already, and you can begin raising money next month. Well, one of those who's never been in statewide politics before is Vestavia Hills lawyer Derek Chin. Derek Chin just announced his candidacy for the job of state auditor, and he's running. And I thought, you know what? Let's get him on and find out what he's about, because he's the new guy, and I want to hear why a new guy wants to run. So without any further ado, Derek Chin, how are you doing? Welcome to Right Side Radio.
Hey, Phil. How are you? Really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for making time. Listen, I know that you're an Alabama guy. I mean, the state of Alabama, I mean. You got your law degree here at Cumberland in Birmingham, your MBA from University of Alabama. But I also know that you and your family, you're a naturalized citizen, so you've got some interesting steps you've taken to get here. Tell us your story.
Yeah, Phil, I appreciate it. Actually, I was born in the United States, but my parents immigrated to the U.S. So born and raised in Southern California. I hope your audience doesn't hold that against me too much, but I got out and I escaped California and am now a proud resident of the free state of Alabama.
So your parents escaped communist China's influence, but you escaped communist California's influence.
Exactly. Yes, sir. So my great-grandparents actually fought in Chiang Kai-shek's army against the communists in the Chinese Civil War. Wow. And as the communists started taking over large areas of land in China, my great-grandparents retreated with Chiang Kai-shek to the island of Taiwan. And that's where my parents were born, and in the late 70s, under President Carter's administration, President Carter decided to switch diplomatic ties from Taiwan's government to China's government. And when that happened, folks in Taiwan thought that the communists were about to invade imminently. So everybody who could get out got out, and my grandparents applied for visas to the United States, had to wait several years, went through the legal process, and once they got their visas approved, they immigrated to the U.S., and my parents were kids at the time, and they immigrated to California, and that's where I was born and raised before I left to go for school.
Wow. Okay. So you're here in the state of Alabama now. Did I see correctly, you're what, 27, 28 years old?
27, yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to jump in feet first. You chose a statewide office for the state of Alabama as auditor. What got your interest piqued about being an auditor? Because it's kind of the unsexy job, but it's also necessary.
Right. Well, you know, the auditor, I think, plays a very important role in our form of government, and that is to keep government accountable to the people. And I think that's so important. You know, I've always had a heart for public service. You know, I don't need the job. I don't need the title. But all I want is to do the right thing for the people of Alabama. And I want to do everything that I can to give back to Alabama, because I've traveled all over the state. And the hospitality and the kindness that folks in Alabama have treated me with, they've really taken me in since I moved here, and I just really appreciate the people of Alabama, and I want to give back to her citizens.
Well, I appreciate that, and you are running as a Republican. In fact, I got to ask you.
Yes.
I saw more than once, I saw that you've been listed on the headlines of different articles. Like, I'm looking at one from 1819 News. It calls you Republican activist and attorney. Why are you called a Republican activist?
Well, you know, Phil, I really believe, like you were talking about earlier in the lead into this segment, the importance of getting involved and getting in the mix. And I am really proud of trying to make a difference as just a holder of the most important office of the landfill, and that is the office of citizen. I think it's important for all of us citizens to speak up for what we believe is right and speak out about issues that we believe in. And I've been a Republican all of my life, and it's important to me to speak out about conservative issues that mean a lot to me.
Well, I appreciate that. And we were talking offline a little bit. You and I actually met at a dinner for the Alabama Policy Institute. So I know you're engaging some of the groups that I think are the more conservative in the state. So let me ask you this, Derek. State auditor. I mean, it's had some great. I mean, like Jim Ziegler was an auditor. We've had Andrew Sorrell in recent years. And there have been some who wanted to run even to do away with the Office of State Auditor. But you're running to do what? What is it you want to do as the auditor for Alabama?
Well, I think it's so important that we keep accountability for the government. You know, the auditor's position has several roles outlined in the Alabama Constitution and the Alabama Code. And the auditor is in charge of keeping inventory and providing audits for physical state property that has a market value of $500 or greater.
Right.
So across all state agencies, they serve on several boards, such as the Penny Trust Fund Board and the Board of Adjustments. But they also make registrar appointments in 66 of the 67 counties, Phil, with the only exception being Jefferson County, because of a quirk in the law where in Jefferson County they have their own process of appointing a registrar. But in all other Alabama counties, the registrar is one of the registrars is appointed by the state auditor, and I think that's an often overlooked but very important part of the job because, as you know, Phil, the registrars play such an important role in our elections process because the registrars are the only officials in the state of Alabama that have the authority to add anyone to the voter rolls and to remove anybody from the voter rolls. So it's so important that we have qualified and competent registrars that respect and understand the importance of the rule of law and election integrity in our elections process. And I think it's so important for our folks to understand that only eligible U.S. citizens who are residents of the state of Alabama should ever be allowed to vote in Alabama's election.
I agree with every bit of that. All right, well, let me ask you, just going back to your personal story, tell us more about you. Are you married yet? Do you have kids? Is this a joint decision? I mean, what's your story there?
Not married yet. Still single. Never been married yet. No kids.
Okay. All right. And you're a practicing attorney. I'm an attorney myself up in the Gadsden area. What's your focus on the practice of law? What do you tend to be doing for a niche in the law?
I practice trust and estates law in Jefferson County. My office was in Hoover.
Okay. Outstanding. Well, listen, Derek Chen, we want to keep track of you. Is there anybody else in the race yet, or are you the only Republican so far?
You know, I'm really not sure at this point.
Doesn't even matter, does he? Just run like your hair is on fire, right? Well, there's an old saying, there's only two ways to run, scared and unopposed. And if you're unopposed right now, great. If not, just run like your hair is on fire and take it all the way to the finish line. So, Derek Chen, hey, man, thanks for your time. We'll keep track of you and look forward to having you on again, all right?
Thank you so much, Phil. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Take care. I love it when guys get in politics for the first time. I mean, doesn't talk like a politician. He's got his stump speech down, But at the same time, he can get off the stump speech because he's not so ingrained in stump speech that, you know, he can't talk about anything else. He hasn't been schooled up on why the talking points are so important. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. But I'm going to go to the break here momentarily, but I'll just say this to all the rest of y'all out there. There's in an audience this size, with as many as y'all are out there, you know, claiming the mantle of being right-side ruffians, there's somebody else out there who's been dabbling in the idea of running for office and you're not sure yet. And I'm just telling you, we need you. I am. I'm serious. I'm thankful for this audience. I'm thankful for the stance you take on the issues. And do not think for a second that you are not in some way worthy. Have you seen some of the knuckleheads in office? Oh, any of y'all can run. I'm just telling you, you could. So that's not even an issue. The question is, what do you believe? And is there a place where you're called? That's what I want to know. And if you believe conservatively and that you believe that you should have an opportunity for a voice on behalf of the policies that, you know, right side ruffians stand for, it doesn't matter whether it's going to be at the local dog catcher level or president of the United States. It matters. Absolutely matters. So get in the mix. Like Derek Chen, 27-year-old attorney, could be doing anything else right now. He's decided he's running for office. So go out there and get her done. I'm saying. Some of y'all jump in. It's about time. Got to be about time. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back, and I got a few more things here about the race is underway. Yeah, it is. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Don't forget, coming up here pretty soon, we got Butters and Lee coming on. So, yeah, we'll have that. So I got to tell you, there's some other offices you might want to be aware about. And I can talk Tennessee and I can talk Alabama. Now, wow, I got hot. All of a sudden, my mic got real hot. I'm way hot now. So let me just turn my gain down. Okay, I'm talking inside baseball things. You're getting to hear me talk to JP about technical. By the way, I understand the technical about as much as the man in the moon. I'm just proud to sit here and be told which button to push. Thank you, JP, for knowing where all the buttons are.
You're welcome.
I'm thankful for you, JP.
I'm thankful for you.
Thankful. Very much thankful. So Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, has already announced he's running for lieutenant governor because it's an open seat. Will Ainsworth, I mentioned a moment ago, is looking at running for governor maybe. Maybe. I think he's waiting to find out what Tuberville's going to do first. But Alabama House Majority Leader Scott Stothagen, just a couple weeks ago, went into Yellowhammer's studio, I believe, and he just flat out said, Will Ainsworth will be the next governor of the state of Alabama. Okay. Bold statement, Cotton. Bold statement. Now look north. What's happening yonder way in Tennessee? In Tennessee, we have a battle royal. And by the way, this is another indication that we're going to wind up seeing in potential flips to our House or Senate majorities in D.C. If we lose Tommy Tuberville, that seat has to be replaced. J.P. already made the point, we don't want another Doug Jones. In Tennessee, right now, the primary appears to be staging as a fight between one Republican congressman and one female U.S. Senator, Republican. Marsha Blackburn and U.S. Representative John Rose. So, running for governor. So right now, the indications are both of them are running. They both say they are, and it's an open seat. Bill Lee is termed out, so he can't run again. So he's walking, you know, away from the Capitol. And right now, we've got the question as to what's going to happen with the seat for the governors. And by the way, governor, I've been really impressed with the Tennessee legislature. They've been getting it done here of late. We need some leadership at the executive branch. And I know where Marsha Blackburn is. I see her votes. I hear her statements. She's got a voting record. I don't know anything bad about John Rose, but what I do know this is Marsha Blackburn already has statewide name ID. Because when you run as a U.S. Senator, you have to run in every county. So Marsha Blackburn has already run multiple races. I think she's been up there for what, three terms? So she's already run multiple races in every county in the state of Tennessee. John Rose, on the other hand, has run in his House district. And that's going to be an uphill climb for him. Now, does Marsha Blackburn have any dirt that I don't know about? I don't think so. She's done a great job, and she's one of the more conservative members of the U.S. Senate. More to come on that one. All I'm telling you guys is brace yourselves, because it's about to get real. It's about to get very real. And if you thought that, if you thought the presidential election was something, wait until your state governor's office and U.S. Senate offices are all open. Good Lord. In fact, I need to look and see if Marsha Blackburn is look up, JP, look up Marsha Blackburn and see if you can figure out when her current term of office in the U.S. Senate expires. Because if she doesn't expire until 2028, then she goes back to the Senate without losing her seat if she doesn't win the governorship. What do you see? Do you see it?
So it says she assumed office in 2019.
Last one was 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So she's 2019. So she's up again in 20. Yeah. Okay. So she's up again. So that means she would be leaving behind a open seat for the U.S. Senate in Tennessee.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Good Lord. If Tuberville, this is, okay. And I see I'm getting my political geek on right now.
Yeah.
But if Tuberville runs for the U.S. Senate, from the Senate to the governorship in Alabama and leaves that seat behind, then we have an open governor seat and an open Senate seat, both statewide races. It's an all call.
Yep.
And then if we have in Tennessee, just north of us, the exact same thing, Marsha Blackburn leaves the Senate for an open seat for governor, it's another all call. It's getting crazy in the Southeast.
And you're also, in that scenario, losing two of the most conservative senators in D.C., so you gotta fill that. That's a big hole to fill for both of them.
Wow. Wow. Wow, JP.
It's 2026 is right around the corner,
too. It's the right time to have Right Side Radio syndicated across Alabama and Tennessee, isn't it?
It is. We picked the right time.
Gonna need more of those bulletproof influence glasses, I can tell already. All right, you guys, coming up next, we'll take a break here momentarily. We'll come right back with Butters and Lee. You know the deal. Butters and Lee, we got questions. I ask them questions. We just see what they say. And we have a great time. And then we flip the script. And they ask me anything, and I just hope I got an answer. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.